Call the meeting to order. We'll have a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We could have a moment of reflection, please. Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Herman.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Black.
Here.
Brandenburg.
Here.
And absence Councilmember Bowman.
Council, is there a motion to approve the agenda as printed?
I make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Mayoral comments. We'd like to welcome all of you to your Bluegrass City Council meeting. We hope the meeting will be informative and beneficial. We do ask that you silence your cell phones and our pagers. We want to hear from you, but we ask that you wait to be recognized. Please state your name and address and make your comments brief so we can keep the meeting on task. In an effort to keep the meeting on task, please limit your comments or concerns to several minutes and allow the person speaking to finish uninterrupted. Thank you. Next is public forum. This is a time set aside for comments from the public on topics of city business other than those listed on this agenda. Please understand the council is not likely to take any action on your comments at this meeting due to the requirements of the open meeting law, but may do so at a future meeting. Is there anyone in the audience that wants to address the council? Next is consent agenda. Council, on consent agenda, under bills, you will see
under fire department.
Fire department. And on the fire department one, you will see an expenditure for, find it again,
$4,485
to Legacy Fire Apparatus for $4,485. That expenditure has been voided and is not on the agenda because that is the estimate for the repair of the damaged fire truck, and I have not gotten all the estimates in, and they have not got the parts in to fix that truck, so obviously we're not paying them until we get it fixed.
Does the insurance cover that?
We talked to them, and I think it's the deductible. Do you remember what they...
Yeah, I can't remember.
I'd have to remember what they said.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the insurance company is aware of it.
It's considered collision, even though it really wasn't collision. So our deductible was like $2,000 or
$2,500.
$2,500
deductible.
So it wasn't going to pay to do it. So
that being said, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda with that correction?
I make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next is Park Board report. You have the Park Board report in front of you. Is there any questions about the Park Board report? I know Mr. Herman was here because I've seen him. He could probably answer any questions.
I wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
I thought it looked like your truck sitting there. Sorry.
That's okay.
No.
No, I haven't talked to anybody about it since then, so.
Okay. No questions? Okay. Next is item number 5, ordinance and amendments, third reading and adoption of ordinance amendment 2026-02, an ordinance amendment amending chapter 6.20 regulating the number of type and type of livestock and other animals within city limits. This amendment's been on file at City Hall. Is there any questions about the amendment? If not, is there a motion to approve the third reading?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Is there a motion for adoption?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is item number 6, nuisance abatements. Anything anybody wants to add? I had a meeting with the police chief and the public works director and the city clerk last week, and we discussed nuisance abatements and how we're going to proceed with those, including the one that you questioned me about. Okay. Next item is liquor licensing and renewals. Liquor license renewal, J. Lee Oil Company, doing business as Bluegrass BP. We have everything. Is there a motion to approve their liquor license renewal?
There's been no problems.
No.
I make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay, next is proclamation item number 8. Proclamation reference proclaiming official recognition as of April 2nd, 2026 as Junior Achievement Day. Whereas the City of Bluegrass will observe Junior Achievement Day on April 2nd, 2026 as an opportunity to recognize and celebrate Junior Achievement of the Heartland for empowering our young people to own their economic success. And whereas Junior Achievement of the Heartland's education's contribution equips our young people to become the next generation of productive employees and self-sufficient citizens to ensure the economic prosperity of Bluegrass. And whereas it is fitting for parents, educators, businesses, and other members of the community to join the celebration in an effort to ensure the future successes and economic health of our young people and the communities in which they live. Now therefore it be resolved that the City Council of the City of Bluegrass, Iowa, do hereby proclaim official recognition on the second day of April 2026 as Junior Achievement Day. Passed by the City Council of the City of Bluegrass, Iowa, this 16th day of March 2026. Approved and signed by the Mayor of the City of Bluegrass, this 16th day of 2026. Is there a motion to approve?
You don't need to approve.
Is there a motion to approve the proclamation?
Make the motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
And Smith.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is Police Department, item number 9, bid for the 2020 Ford SUV squad. We need to set a minimum bid on it, and we need to post it for bids.
How many miles on it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
No one's looked in 77. Color Book or NAD, or is that anywhere you look for those things? With all the information yet?
They run from anywhere 18 to 23 on online.
Okay. Is it unique, obviously, with the stuff that's on it?
Well, it's off and you know, we need to have a number in play, and we're hoping that it goes to another department. Mm-hmm. However, we've had interest from what I would call a squad car. What'd you call it?
Chicago Motors, I think it
is. Yeah, that builds squad cars. And they are interested in the squad car, but we can't sell it directly to them because they're a business and they're not another police department slash municipality. So we have to set a minimum bid, and we do have to put it out for bid.
Mm-hmm. You said 18 to 23?
Oh, yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking at right here. 18
what year
five
is it?
To 23.
What's that? 2020
Ford Explorer. Does it have a souped-up motor?
I don't.
They call them a police pursuit.
They call it a police pursuit package, but
not anything special.
I think he said it had 66 or 70,000 miles on it, didn't he?
I thought it was like.
I thought it was 77,000.
Yeah.
77,
yeah.
It's not 150, but it's not.
Yeah.
12. So in the 70s, probably, would be my guess.
So minimum bid 18.
I was going to say, if you want some opinion. My thought process was to start the minimum bid at $18,000, but that's entirely up to the council. That's your decision, whatever you want to set it at.
I would agree.
Yeah, I think something like that will probably.
Okay.
Yeah. At least if somebody says 21, we'll cap with 18.
I'll make a motion for that.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is policy and administration. Number 10, the clerk's report. You have that in front of you.
How many delinquents?
February's delinquents.
It was down.
A total of 10 delinquent letters were sent out.
Oh, I don't like 10.
We had 79 accounts that were
that came
were
down.
Assessed a penalty, but a total of 10 delinquent letters were sent out, totaling $898. That was due on 3/5/26. Six accounts did not pay, and liens are scheduled to be placed 30 days. Four liens were placed last month from delinquencies.
Wow.
And as you can see, if you look on the back page, or you look at the back page of it, Mike has it up on his computer right now, utility liens, so delinquencies, total to the city of Bluegrass from 5/19 of 2025 to 2/17 of 2026, $3,053 that the city of Bluegrass is owed in delinquencies.
And this is garbage.
Yeah, it is garbage.
And that's all. Yeah.
Literally,
it's garbage. Any questions about the clerk's report?
Wow.
Just for the council's input, on here it says the state of Iowa auditor. And you can read Ann's memo on it. As someone that had to deal with the state auditor, I'm twice as frustrated as she is, and we are not probably going to get a flattering report, and a lot of it will be due to the fire department. But I want to see the report before I explain everything.
How's the progress going on answering the questions for the code book getting that further along?
I just emailed Bill McCullough a second time. Told him it needs done, so.
Then I will call Mr. McCullough tomorrow myself.
Okay.
I didn't realize that I thought after the first time he was already dealing with it, but evidently that's not the case.
When did we start this? This was last fall?
Well, so they submitted these questions in November, and then they were given to the fire chief, and I didn't get them till after January. And then
we started this a while before.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be over a year.
The guy, when I talked to him, he told me, he says, you could be looking at a year or maybe longer process just with updating our codes. And
it hasn't been done.
There's a lot of our codes that don't have he or she, and that's
a lot of
discriminative, and a lot of them got bad verbiage. Laws have changed. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you're going to do away with some of the codes on the sanitary sewers and the water system, because we no longer own either one of them.
I would think you could find an English student intern to go through all of that and correct grammar.
Well, we had Bi-State go through it, I think, in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And they've never done one before, so I wonder if perhaps we should have went with a company that does this all the time. So
I think you'd get a quicker turnaround.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, we won't have this trouble anymore if we keep contracting with them to do it every year. That way, it's as soon as you have an update, you send it to them and it's done. And they're doing our website administration too, so that'll be so nice. It'll save a lot of time.
Yeah.
The other thing I have for you is I had the police chief work on it, and between him and Ann, they came up with an ordinance on e-bikes and e-scooters, and I call them e-balls, the single wheel thing. And we got some ordinances from other communities, so the ordinance committee will probably be asked to review that shortly. Actually, it's at the attorney's office now, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So will they be allowed on the streets or as sidewalk?
They will be just like any other piece of equipment, bicycle, golf cart, UTV, ATV, whatever. They're going to have to follow the rules. In other words, because they have an electric motor on them, it's still a motor. So they will not be on our safety trail, and they will not be on our bike path or our walking path over.
Can they still ride the streets?
If they follow, well, that's kind of
I didn't read it.
I didn't read it all either. It's once we get it, and I'm just making you aware that we are working on an ordinance on it because we have problems.
Oh, yeah, because one shot
lots
right in front of my car, it's like, whoa.
Yeah. How old do you have to be on one of those?
Well, that's the other thing.
Because I have several kids in my neighborhood who have them, and I don't know how many times I've just not hit them.
Yeah, exactly. So, we're working on an ordinance.
While you're waiting, while you're getting hold of the attorney, should he also ask him about the sale of city property paperwork?
He just emailed me this morning because I was the same thing on that, and he said, hang on, I'll tell you. I won't remember what he said. I think he said the paperwork was ready. Here it is. That's the squad car. Yeah. The deed was updated, and he'll be contacting. Here it is. The abstract has now been updated, and we are ready to move forward. I will send deed over for the mayor's signature tomorrow, which will be tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I had to send a couple emails on that one, too.
Questions?
How's the training on the software coming along for you?
Doing good, just waiting to do, after the budget, we're going to do the reconciliation part of it, so. That's all I got to do is breathe in, breathe out. But no, it's going better. We're learning.
Is it smoothing out?
Yeah, yeah. I just hope the numbers all come out right. I'm reading other city clerks' stuff where nothing's balancing, and I'm like, so yeah, we'll see.
Next is item number 11, strategic plan goal setting. We just left that on there for future. Council, in the audience, you have Mrs. Greer, who is with the park board, if you have any questions about the report, or if you have anything to add.
Before I say what we...
Sure, go ahead.
Sorry. We have the public staff, tentative date is the 24th. We're awaiting final word from the community center as there is a wedding that day, which may pose a challenge. October 31st is open if needed. We have the tree lighting ceremony is set for December 6th. And the park board is currently discussing a spring parks event for June 14th with games and rifle prizes going from getting the kids to go from park to park to park.
June 14th, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I know you sent out a little email on our packet that we got from Mike on the roads.
Yeah, that'll be at the next meeting.
Next meeting,
yep.
And he will be here.
Okay.
If you have any questions, they'll email me and I'll relay them to him, or you can email him too.
I guess Tim from the park board.
Is there anything else you got to add? Thank you. There is one thing that I didn't bring up on here, and I don't know if this is for the park board or who does that, but there is a new... Sounds like it's softball league or something started. And one of the dads of one of the girls that play softball wanted to know how much use they could have of Glass Field. So I told them that they could get with the Little League and work out the details about using Glass Field. As I told them, that field does not belong to the Little League. It belongs to the City of Bluegrass, and we intend for everyone to use it. So they were already in talks. I haven't heard anything back. I did talk to the past president of the Little League, and he said, we'll deal with it in-house ourselves. And I said, please do, because I don't want the city to have to get involved in it. But I said, that field is for everyone to use, not for the Little League to monopolize. So I don't know how that panned out. I haven't heard any more about it, but I will keep you updated if I hear anything.
This is a kids softball or adults?
Yes, kids.
Yeah, I hope there's room for both. The Little League for years has used it. They use it basically Monday through Friday, April through June.
And they had...
They started a pickleball for junior high, too. Pickleball team.
Team? Yeah. For Walcott?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's it going to play?
Walcott?
They
Walcott?
Some,
yeah. Oh, they got pickleball
yeah.
courts there.
Yeah, courts on the tennis courts, I think.
What they did. I watched it on TV. Don't look fun to me.
A lot of exercise.
I don't need that. Look at me. I'm like a picture of health. Comments for future agenda items before somebody says something nasty.
For the upcoming street repair cost estimate that we got from the engineer, are we looking to maybe approve that and get it out for bid?
It will be on the agenda for the next meeting, and the city engineer will be here to discuss that. And at that point, however you feel to proceed from that, if it's that case, then we will vote to put whatever out for bid so we can get it on the schedule before it gets too late in the year.
Did you get this packet? I don't know if you were here last time. Did you get this packet?
I did.
Okay.
I did, but I couldn't remember what it said.
Jim's getting another bid for the seal coating.
Yep.
I told him he needs another one besides the one we got, so.
But I felt like the council, well, I know the council at that last meeting wanted more detail and information on it. So I asked for it to be put on the next agenda so Mike could be here to answer our questions.
Well, I guess that $172,000, that was the total of all of them together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I thought they was.
And nobody understood that. And reading it was confusing.
He didn't identify anything.
Yeah. I got you, Mark, just a second.
Yeah, so anyways, okay.
Yes, sir.
It's not much, but do you want to take down your for sale sign out there, the 0.39 tenths?
Not till we have a check in hand.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's not completely finished yet, but yes, we will take it down when it's done.
Last time we took it down and.
Yeah, and then we put it back up a week later.
Okay. I thought it was done already.
So for these bids, you know, that we get for, you know, say the street repair and so forth, do we ever get any kind of diagram with any of that so we can verify quantities or?
The engineer does that. Yeah, well, on that one sheet he had quantities.
Quantities, yeah.
I know, but do we ever see it? Or is that just?
We see the quantities when it's done.
Show
what
him
quantities
like that
they
one.
Do.
Like that?
Yeah, I see that, but it'd be nice to, and I don't know, what's this Martin Whitaker that you have there?
That's Mike.
That's Mike's.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And that's his quantities.
Are you asking if you see this from the contractor after the project? That you're asking?
No, before we start.
That's his quantities on there for before we start, and he runs high on his quantities, so when it's done, then we get a report on how much the quantity actually was. So like for instance, this one shows 2 inches of HMA milling, 6,401 feet. So that's what his estimate is, and if they come in at 6,000 feet, then when we get the document, the bill from to pay, then we know what the quantity is, yes. And that's how the bid is goes. Engineer's estimate on quantities is what the bidding goes.
Okay. Is that what you're talking about?
I was thinking back to when we approved, you know, Bruce Construction for this little storm sewer project, you know. I know he submitted a diagram, but it'd be helpful if he put some elevations on the end of the pipe and, you know, kind of spot that on a diagram for us. And, you know, I don't know if Mr. Meyer keeps that information or whether that goes to the engineer for archiving for the city. I don't know.
It does go to the engineer to be looked at, but then it goes into our file. So we have the elevations and the location and the mapping of lines or sewers or storm sewer as it is now. Because over there on.
Is that Sane and Nolan? Dolan and Sane, yeah, right there where they're.
No, 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 no. Is it Genesee? Yeah, Genesee over there by where they put the new
storage
unit up there. We actually had to go into the archives and look for mapping on there because there was a line through there that nobody knew was there.
And there's still stuff that was found that
wasn't. And there's still stuff that was, I was just going to say, and there's other things that were found there that nobody had any mapping on. So, yeah, we have done that from back when I was on the council. We had changed that to where we wanted to keep copies of that so we had it. And it used to be in a filing cabinet down at the Public Works Department. It's a great big cabinet. I've looked in there several times at different maps, so I know it's there. Okay. But the water line that was there evidently was a water line that went from there all the way over to the cemetery.
And it wasn't. There was no drafted, easement.
No easement for it.
It was in our old book, there was a 20-foot easement, but it was never recorded.
Never recorded, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So they were able to get Iowa American to abandon it. I think that's correct. What they had to do.
Which is why now there's no water at the cemetery. You have to have water trucked into the cemetery.
Okay, just verify.
What do they use water for at the cemetery?
Water and plants.
Grass seeds, plants, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They do, I don't know, they still discourage plants at the cemetery?
We took the meter out, so I don't think we have water there anymore.
No, there's no water there.
Yeah.
It's capped off.
Take it because they were going to charge monthly, and we're like, we don't use it, just take the meter out and not charge.
At one point, back when my dad was president of the cemetery board, they discouraged people from having plants at the cemetery. If we went down there, and at that time, my dad was actually the guy that set the stones at the cemetery. So when we'd set a stone down at the cemetery, then we'd just bring 5-gallon buckets of water, and then we'd water the grass seed that we put around it after we were dumped. Well, that's exactly how everything's going to be done now, because the water's been shut off there. Any other? Is there a motion for adjournment?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
And Block.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, 0 nays, motion carried.